Slud Interview, A Cautionary Tale, Part 2. Content Warning, Anonymous Rough Sex and Degradation, Crawling, Foot Licking, Name Calling, Choking, Unnecessary Risk Taking. Island Hopper. Okay, slut. Until we meet, I want you to touch yourself and almost come every 30 minutes. Every time you do, send me a message. I purred internally. He was keeping this interesting. We were still playing and I was very much up for that. Katakora. Thank you, Master. I will. You are most generous in your torture. Island Hopper. Good whore. Start now. If you come, I won't allow you to come over. The same if you don't edge once every half hour. Katakora. Yes, Master. That is understood. Starting now. Island Hopper. Good girl. You also need to send a message every time you almost come. 1925. I set a timer for 30 minutes. Let my right hand surreptitiously slide under my blanket and into my pajama bottoms. I delved deeper, finding my already moist slit. One dipping motion and my middle finger was covered in my fragrant juice that I smeared over my rapidly engorging clit. I started swirling my finger, rubbing myself steadily under the blanket until I started to feel the first signs of an impending climax. Then I stopped and returned to watching the film. 1951. Island Hopper. 4 minutes left. If you fail, you can't come over. I cursed silently. I'd forgotten to write about when I'd got close. In fairness, I hadn't been that close. Not seconds from coming, but the closest I could get with my family around me. I pulled up my sticky fingers and hurriedly wrote back a message. Katakora. Yes, Master. I did not come first time. It is now 2 minutes to round two. I remember to send two messages every time from now on. I should have known that making mistakes like that would cost me. Island Hopper. Let's do every 20 minutes. Katakora. Yes, Master. Thank you, I replied quickly, whilst the timer told me that it was time for another round. 1955. Katakora. Round two. I adjusted my position so I could open my legs a little wider without anyone noticing. Everyone else's eyes were fixed on the film as my fingers got to their target once more. I was wetter that time, and slip-sliding my middle finger over the little marble of my clit was easier. I felt myself getting warm and loose under that blanket. It didn't take long to get back to where my empty cunt throbbed and ached, and coming wasn't far off. I put my fingers out and typed. 2001. Katakora. I almost came, Master. Island Hopper. Go again within this round. Katakora. Yes, Master. I cursed him quietly and slipped my fingers back in. But the more I touched myself, the more enthusiastic I felt about it. My fingers took on a life of their own. Island Hopper, don't you dare come. I steadied my breath as I pulled up my fingers a little while later, making sticky marks on my screen. 2006, Katakora. I almost came, Master. Island Hopper, I don't think you're being tortured enough. Next round, it's with two fingers in your ass. Shit. I didn't really want him to know how and where I was doing this, but I was going to have to reveal something. Katakura. I can't do that, Master. I don't have the privacy. Would you accept a butt plug instead? Islandhopper. That will be fine. Where exactly are you touching yourself, then? I wish he hadn't asked. Katakura, and her great fluffy blanket with everyone else watching the TV. Islandhopper. You're doing this with your family next to you. You dirty slut. He wasn't wrong. This was bad. I peeled away my blanket and went to the kitchen, where the bag from my decadent days in the capital hadn't even been unpacked yet. I delved into the front pocket and allowed the vibrating stainless steel butt plug to disappear in my hand. I picked my lube and went to the bathroom, attempting to look innocent. When I got there, I peeled my pants down. I found myself so slippery everywhere that I needn't have brought the lube. It's only a small plug, and once coated in my juices, it took nothing to let it slide gently into my slippery arsehole. I groaned pleasurably, relieved to be able to make some noise at last. The light pressure in my arse met my pussy and cleared throb even harder. I made a fairly hurried way back to my blanket, with the time to the next round ticking down quickly. I still owed him an answer to his last message before I started again. 2015. Katakura. Yes, Master. I didn't claim to be anything other than a dirty slut. Butt plug in place. Round 3. Islandhopper. How does your family not notice? Katakura. I'm subtle. It would be sluttier to leave them alone all evening while I'm masturbating in the bedroom. Islandhopper. Maybe you should do that? Katakura. No, I replied firmly. I wasn't going to let him control how I interacted with my family. He might as well know that now. Islandhopper. Did you just tell me no? Next round, 3 times. I didn't care about the punishment. 2 edgings more or less made no difference. In fact, I should have long started the cycle, but he kept making me type, I thought, as I put my less capable left hand down onto my clit. Katakura. Yes, I did. And yes, Master, 3 times. Islandhopper. Never tell me no again. Understood. You can forget about that one, bad boy, I thought to myself. Katakura. Yes, Master. It's understood, but I will when it comes to family. I rubbed my clit as fast as I could without being discovered, as the minutes of round 3 rapidly ran out. 2030. Katakura. I almost came. I knew we should be at his dinner now, and I was on my own. I could invent whatever I wanted now and just watch the film, but this game was far too much fun to stop playing. 2035. Katakura, round 4. Enjoy your dinner, Master. Bearing down subtly on the butt plug, I started rubbing my slippery clit again. The near release tension built much faster this time. My empty pussy ached with hunger, so much so that I could barely get myself to stop. Family or not, hurriedly pulled my fingers away. 2039, almost came. Number 1. I gave myself no more than 30 seconds before the attraction between my fingers and my clit became too great. I had barely come down yet. And I started swirling again. The bill was instant. Fuck. 2014. Oh, almost came. Number two. Oh. He is finally achieving what he set out to do, and he probably wasn't even reading this now. I pictured him briefly at one of the few restaurants in town, hoping the notifications in his pocket were driving him mad. Oh, I held that picture as my fingers ventured back down. I can almost smell myself now despite the blanket. Oh, my panties were slowly getting soaked as I rubbed my swollen folds. Climax like a coiled spring in my belly. So fucking close. I came as far as the point where I'd stopped before, knowing I could push it just a fraction further. I circled harder, squeezing slightly on my clit, just up to the tipping point, and pulled my fingers away. It was almost too late. I felt my pussy breathing like the mouth of a hungry fucking goldfish. Fuck. 2042. Almost came. Number three. Oh, not coming is very hard with the butt plug master. Rounds 5, 6, 7, and 8 saw me tiring slightly, almost wishing he had ordered more than one round per 20 minutes, but I carried on. 22:05, almost came. The kids are about to go to bed, so I don't have to be so fucking subtle anymore. 22:15. Round 9. I'm going to find my vibrator now. I snuck upstairs to find my favourite vibrator. Tired now, but desperate to come. My husband looked at me quizzically as I returned to the living room. So I told him. I told him everything. He grinned, commented, and left me to it. 22:20. Katakura. I just confessed to my husband what I've been doing all evening. He made me switch on the vibrate function on the butt plug. I lay down, no longer hiding. My pants pulled down, glistening folds exposed. The butt plug now vibrating in my arse. I breathed a sigh of relief when I touched my vibrator to my clit. I moaned loudly as it hit just right. Oh, my hips could no longer still. I set up the speed and pushed towards orgasm. I was thinking of a shit about the assignment. There's only an hour to go. I would message anyway. I should just let myself come. Yeah, that didn't. 22:36. Oh, that was close. It didn't come. I was gasping breathlessly now. Control nearly gone out of the window. The next time point couldn't come soon enough. I'd already promised myself that I would let myself come hard just as soon as I hit 23:30. 22:35. Round 10. I was just about to start it when a notification popped on my screen. Island Hopper has sent you a private message. heart skipped a beat and I hurried to open it. Islandhopper, I don't think I'll fuck you tonight, but you can come over, sit at my feet, and masturbate. Fuck. This is really happening. Adrenaline shot through me, my stomach clenching tightly as I wrote my reply. Katakura. Thank you, Master. That is your prerogative. Is that to say you might want me at your feet before midnight? The reply came quickly. Islandhopper, I want you to leave now. I want you completely naked with your butt plug in. You can put on a robe or jacket or something to hide your body, but the second you're in my room, you take it off. Katakura. Yes, Master. I will tell you when I'm sitting in the car. I typed hurriedly before jumping up from the sofa and going into overdrive. I marched towards the bathroom past my husband, who gathered instantly what was happening. Shit. He wants me now, I mumbled. I hadn't believed this was going to happen, so I was neither washed, nor did I have any makeup on, or had got my collar from upstairs yet. My husband watched bemused as I battled with my eyeliner. Oh, don't waste time on that shit, he groaned. I'm not going there looking like a tired middle-aged woman, I growled back, feeling distinctly stressed now. Will you help me fasten my collar? I passed it to him with shaky hands. He stroked my shoulders reassuringly as he fastened the black and red leather collar around my neck. He passed me the matching cuffs. I shook my head. No, I'm not taking those. I'm not going to let him tie me up on a first meet. I hurriedly grabbed my black platform boots and slipped them on before presenting my otherwise naked body for my husband. Do I look okay? Works for me, he purred, his voice deep, his hand resting on the bulge in his pants. You know the hotel, right? You need to hear from me by 1, I checked hurriedly with him. Sure. You think you'll stay over? He asked in return. I don't think that's at all on the cards, but you never know. I'll keep you posted. I was pulling my long black wool coat over my shoulders and grabbing the car key. The kitchen clock said 22:50. I rushed out to the car across the pitch black garden. The butt plug had got so slippery in my arse that even though I had switched off the vibrate function, I struggled to keep it in place. Once I sat down in the car, I checked my messages one more time. He had sent several whilst I was getting ready. 22:40. Islandhopper. And take condoms with you. 22:45. Islandhopper, have you left? 22:52. Katakura, leaving now. 25 minutes, I typed hurriedly, starting the engine. I was already driving down the long, bumpy, gravelled access track when he replied. 22:54. Islandhopper. Okay, hurry up. My mind was all over the place as I raced across the dark island, breaking the 80 kilometres an hour speed limit consistently. Of all the stupid, risky things I had attempted to date, this had to be both the most exciting and the most stupid. I should just stop and put a stop to this madness, but I was throbbing. Worse. I'd become the daring heroine of my own forbidden adventure, and that was even more intoxicating. It only took me 20 minutes, not 25, to get to the small hotel down by the harbour where he was staying. I parked just outside and pulled my phone out, my heart beating up to my throat. 23:15. Katakura. I've just parked up. Islandhopper, the code is 7835, hashtag. Come up the stairs and I'll meet you there. I slid out of the car, adjusting my clothes. Probably leaked pussy juice all over the inside of my coat. The thought evaporated as fast as it had come, and I walked towards the hotel's front door. There was no grand entrance, just a key-padded door. It was dark inside. There didn't seem to be a reception or concierge of any kind. I keyed in the number and the keypad bleeped welcomingly, the small bulb changing its light from red to green. Fuck. My whole body was vibrating with nerves. I crossed the tiny entrance hall and made my way up the narrow stairs, careful not to stumble in those boots. The top of the landing was equally dark. I stood, and waited. End of part 2.